104.7's Instacan. Instacan. You know, like Instagram?
I love that.
For Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello. Yes, we are back for another week. It is Beth here this afternoon. Jason Roses, Mobsy is sick. She's not here, Jason.
I know she's sick, but Canberra, we are back and we're excited to deliver another amazing show. So hello, and I'm glad they welcomed us back into the station.
I know we haven't got kicked off yet, which is a win for me because we all know that I'm very loose and sometimes I just don't have a filter.
I know. I'm always watching you, what you have to say. But luckily we're back and we've got a great show.
Yes, because of course it is Origin tonight, game two. That is going to be happening. We're going to be chatting to Josh Papali, and apparently you're trying to set me up with like one of the players or something.
Oh, I want to find out what Raiders are single, and I reckon we're going to try and find you a man, Beth, when we speak to Josh a little later on.
I'm excited about that. But next, there was a nudie swim that happened this week in Canberra for a good reason. It was for a good cause. Did I get naked or not? We're going to find that out next on Canberra's Hit 104.7. This is Instacan.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
Oh, it may be freezing in Canberra right now, but we are warm from dancing so much in that mashup. It is Instacan with Betho, Mobsy and Jason Roses. Mobsy is away this week, but Jason and I are still here.
Yes, we are still here. So thankfully, they had us back for a round two, and hopefully they keep us going.
I really hope so. I'm talking about things that are cold. Earlier this week, Jason, there was a nude swim in Canberra.
I heard about this.
For a really good charity. I believe it was Lifeline and Love Your Sister.
Both great causes.
And there were about 48, I think, entries. They went down to Lake Billy Griffin, 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. It was literally
freezing.
-3.5.
Yeah. It was so cold that morning. I remember it.
It was so cold. You could see mist coming off the ocean and...
It's a lake, not an ocean.
Well, I thought there were sharks in there.
Is that like tuna or chicken? Okay, so Lake Billy Griffin, you were there, right?
Yeah, I went down because the brekkie guys and Josh, they were like, Beth, like, we really need you to go down.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I have to get nude? And they're like, well, you don't have to, but it'll be awesome if you get nude.
So did you take your clothes off?
I was all prepared.
Yeah.
I bought my towel with me.
Okay.
And I was getting prepared to strip down, right?
Yeah.
And then I just see all these like willies
oh.
and like boys' balls. Oh. And they were like...
That sounds awful. Maybe not so much for me, but...
But they were like older men and there's just, I don't know, like these boobs jiggling and just, I sort of had this realization that there's like 50, I was the only one like under 50 there, can I just say. Like just naked.
See, that
and
is
I was like,
so
I can't
uncomfortable.
Do it. I can't do it.
See, that's so uncomfortable. I can't get nude in front of people. Like even when I'm with like friends and we've like hired a house and I need to like I'm out of the shower, like I'll put my underwear underneath my towel so no one could see. I'm very protective of my bits.
Really?
Very protective. But you know what happens in the cold with men, right, Beth?
What?
It shrinks. This is why I don't do nude, cold, and at Lake Burley Griffin, it literally would have shriveled up into like, I don't know.
Like a little tadpole?
Like a garlic. Speaking of which, we'll talk about your love for garlic later in the show.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello.
Hello. I know Ellie obviously is sick this week. She's away. But Jason, there is something that you're really angry about. It's been on your mind.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of us have that one friend. You'll send them a text message. They'll read it, not reply. But then they're Snapchatting other people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I've got this one friend, Billy. He's like the worst reply. Doesn't reply to me. But then I see him on Facebook. He's Snapchatting other people. And it's just so annoying and frustrating, right?
It's so rude, Wyatt. Like, rude, right? It's a dead giveaway. And you know what the best thing about Facebook is? You can see, like, last time they were active. Do you ever look at that?
All the time.
All the time.
And I look at it and I'm like, Billy, you're online. You read my message 2 hours ago and you haven't even responded.
Exactly. Facebook tells you everything.
Correct.
It does not lie.
You can't hide from me.
No, seriously, like when I've been dating guys in the past, like if they don't reply, I'll go check my Facebook and see last time they were active. And then if they haven't been active, I'm like, oh, it's fine. Like he's busy. But if they don't reply and they've been active, I'm like, excuse me, mate, question mark. What are you doing? Get your priorities right. Obviously, I should come number one.
Correct. I'm like that. I'm like that psycho friend. And then an hour later, I'm like, why haven't you responded? Are you busy? What are you doing?
I love it. Well, look, you told me this earlier in the week. And I'm like, Jason, if you're going to say it about them, say it to their face. So I have Billy, your friend, on the phone for you to confront about this. Hello, Billy. Were you listening to that? Did you hear what he said about you?
Yes, I surely did hear exactly what he said about me.
What excuse do you have? Why don't you reply to Jason? Is it because he's annoying or?
just so annoying. Like, I wake up in the morning, like 7 a.m., and the first thing I've got from him is a Snapchat, a text message, and a Facebook Messenger from him. And I'm just like, let me have my coffee first and wake up to the world, you know?
I've actually noticed he does that too, Jason. You're very impatient. Like,
I'm intense. I'm an intense friend.
You're so needy.
Is that a bad thing? Am I needy, Billy?
Very needy. Like, you have no idea what I go through on a day.
I love that he'll, like, message me on Facebook and don't reply because I'm busy. And then he'll message me on, like, WhatsApp. He'll call me. He'll text me. He's like, dude, just give me, like, an hour, okay? Like, I have, my life doesn't revolve around you.
Well, sorry for being a good friend. But, Billy, the question I want to know is, so, like, the other day I sent you a message. You didn't reply, but then you're Snapchatting other people. And that infuriates me. What's the go?
So I didn't reply to you because I'm pretty sure it was like, as I said, 7 a.m. I wake up and you said, should I get my beard shaved off? I'm just not replying to that, you know? That's no relevance to my morning. No relevance to my day-to-day life.
He doesn't care.
I love that. But that's an important question. I was thinking, do I shave my beard off or keep it on? Well, I'm sorry. So I must be like that annoying, intense friend.
You know, I love you to death, but goddamn boy, you just need to calm it down a few notches. It wasn't so hard to get an AVA. I would definitely have one on you right now.
Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
This is Canberra's Hit 104.7. We're doing hits and old school. Jason and I were jamming along to that one. It's Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. And
hello.
Hello. Ellie's away this week. But
I know. She's a bit sick, poor thing.
I know. But there are so many important things for us to talk about, which is why we're
definitely
still here.
Yes.
Such as Game 2 Origin tonight, which is really exciting because it's the first time they're doing a Sunday game.
I know. How exciting.
Yeah, I love a Sunday game because it means that you might be able to have a few more drinks, you know.
Absolutely. And just be relaxed at home or at one of the local pubs around Canberra and
yes.
watch the game on the telly.
Like the dock. I love going down the
all the Duxton.
Now, Josh Papali, he plays for the Raiders here in Canberra.
Yes.
He also plays for the Maroons in State of Origin. Josh Papali joins us on the line right now. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Good. Hey, Josh, tell me, yep. you play both Origin and for the Raiders here in Canberra. I mean, obviously, you play for the Origin team, Maroons. Go Maroons. What do you prefer out of the two? If you had to choose one, what do you love more doing?
Oh, just... I'd have to say Canberra just because it's paved the way for me to play for Queensland.
Yes, go.
Yeah, I would have to say Canberra.
I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to do like one of those like stupid vanilla answers like, oh, I don't know, I enjoy both. So I'm glad you're just like, nope, CBR all the way.
Beth would have got it out of you. Josh, I would love to know, it's obviously a really tense time at the moment. The big game's on later on today. So what sort of training regime do you go through in the lead up to the State of Origin?
Today's more of a sort of trying to sharpen up for tomorrow kind of day, and so we just had the field just in and we're going to go back and relax and hydrate and eat well for tomorrow's big game.
So basically before your big game you just like rest up and eat a crap load of food, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Josh, speaking of crap food, what I think I want to know is when you're in Canberra, where do you love going to have that cheap meal? Where's that place in Canberra you just love to go to like gobble down like the dirtiest, greasiest
yes.
meal?
Because you can't eat chicken and brock forever, Papali. You got to have those days when you're like, I'm going all out.
Well, Macca's is just around the road anyway. So,
Macca's, is that it?
Yeah, that's the easy option for me.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to be like Grease Monkey, Broad Burger. Like, have you had a greasy burger before at Grease Monkey?
No, I don't think I have.
Mate, what are you doing for your life?
Josh, what do you get from McDonald's? I'm just curious. I'm a Big Mac type of person. Are you like a Big Mac or like a Filet-O-Fish?
I'm a Big Mac kind of guy.
Yes. Okay, go the Big Macs.
Are you like...
Pickles, though.
No pickles? Are you kidding? No, oh my pickles. Gosh. I feel like a pickle is literally what makes a burger. When someone's like, I don't have pickles, I'm like, okay, well, you clearly have really crap taste buds. So.
No, I'm with Josh on this. I hate pickles.
What?
Hate pickles.
Put a pickle on anything. I absolutely love it. So what I'm getting from this, single girls in Canberra, if you want to have a date with Josh Papali, just find him at Gungala Macca's, but do not let him order your burger. Good luck with the game tonight. We're so pumped. And screw you, Blues. You're going down. We won the last bloody 10 years and we're going to win again.
Good luck, Josh. Good luck.
I hope so. Thank you very much, guys.
See ya, bye.
See ya, bye.
Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
This is Instacan, your new favourite Sunday Arvo show on Hit 104.7 with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Mumsy, of course, is a way this week. She's a little bit sick. We hope she gets better soon. In the next half an hour, we're going to see if Jason really is the biggest Disney fan in Canberra.
Beth, something has been playing on my mind since last week when you talked about how your dad does not allow garlic in your house.
Dad doesn't let you cook with garlic. Tell them about that.
No.
Really?
No, I'm not allowed. No, because he might get bad breath.
Okay, see, I'm a huge garlic fan, and I know there's a lot of other garlic lovers out there. Like, I put garlic on everything in my salad, guacamole. I literally eat garlic whole out of the jar. So
what?
Yes,
oh
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, my gosh.
I found this really offensive, so I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So we've actually got your dad on the phone. Hello, best dad.
G'day, Jason.
How? Okay. Now, look, the question I want to know, and I think a lot of listeners would love to know, is why did you decide to ban garlic from your household, your family household?
I hate the stuff.
Why? Do you hate the taste, or is it the smell?
It's both. actually, I don't mind the taste at the time if it's a little bit well cooked in. But I hate the aftertaste, and in fact... makes me sick if I've had too much garlic. I can't stand it.
Okay, best dad, so you don't like it, but why did you ban it from the rest of your household? You have literally deprived Beth from the most amazing... Is it a vegetable?
I don't know. Herb something? Dad, you're smart. What is it?
I don't know. You're the princess. You tell me.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I love garlic, so I reckon I'm going to cook you a dish, and I'm going to put, like, heaps of garlic in it, and I think you're going to love it. I'm going to change your mind on garlic, because garlic is, like, one of the most amazing, I'm going to call it a vegetable. I think it's a vegetable. It's not a fruit. I'm going to change your mind, best dad.
It's not going to happen, Justin.
But he's worried. Do you know what I think it is? It's a vanity thing because you're worried about what people think about you and you're like, oh, I don't want to smell. But I'm just like, the one person you're really getting close to is mum and she loves garlic. So, but now you've brought me up where I don't like garlic on people too and I smell it and I'm like, ew, what is that smell?
How do you know I'm able to get close to your mum?
This is just taking another turn. Oh my gosh.
We need to talk about this a little later on.
No.
The intimacy of Beth's parents. Coming up next. Oh my god, you've just made us so embarrassed.
Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
This is Instacan on Canberra's Hit 104.7 with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Before we hit 6 p.m, we're going to find out how many puns Jason can get away when he calls a local pet store before they're like, you are taking the complete piss right now. Jason, I'm sure you would have heard in the news the last couple of weeks that there was an absolute sickening tragedy.
Yeah, very tragic.
Eurydice Dixon, a 22-year-old comedian, was walking home after a performance a couple of weeks ago. She was raped. Yep. She was killed.
It was absolutely tragic. Devastating.
So tragic. And obviously, women right around the country are feeling so vulnerable right now. And, you know, it's not just a crime against her. It's a crime against all women because we're made to just always have to take these precautions, and we can't run our lives like men do.
I know, and you know, and it's upsetting when you can't feel safe in your own backyard, because she had just finished a performance and she was walking home, and she had just texted her boyfriend, and she'd always taken that walk along the park. So the saddest thing is, and I even think myself, or you know, anyone that I know, my young sister, when they're walking home alone, you know, a path that they might feel so comfortable taking, and to think that something so tragic can happen, it's a real wake-up call.
It is, and I think one of the most controversial things is that one of the police came out afterwards and he said that we need to take responsibility for our actions and we shouldn't be walking by ourselves at night. And it's like, really, how about men just don't rape us? How about they just don't do that to us? Like, we're the victims. We haven't done the wrong thing here.
You've connected with a local Canberra mum who's set up a pretty amazing business.
Sheba is an all-female ride-sharing service, and I do have Emma on the phone with me now. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Emma,
thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for agreeing to have a chat with us about this.
Thanks for coming.
I know that you said your mother, when you heard about this Yuridan Dixon tragedy, how did you feel?
Like you said, I think, you know, it's just sickening, and for all the women out there, it just makes us feel even more unsafe. You know, whether we're just walking home or you know, trying to get home from a night out, you know, something like that, it's just awful.
Yeah, and Emmy, so you've set up a business in Canberra. It's called Sheba. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about what that business is?
Sure. So it's actually set up in Melbourne by George McEncrow. I subcontract drive to them, and it was basically set up to give women an option if they're not comfortable, you know, sort of walking home or catching another rideshare service, to jump in a Sheba and you know that you're going to have a woman driving you home and you're going to get there safely.
I know myself and lots of my friends, if we ever get in a taxi, we take a picture of the number plate in case anything's happened, or tell someone that we've just got in a taxi. And that's just the way women have to conduct ourselves in society. Like, Jason, would you ever think to take a picture of a taxi's number plate in case you get murdered and raped?
No, I mean, I'd never think of it, but I know, like, if my sister's catching an Uber, I do tell her to send me a screen snapshot just in case she doesn't get to where she's going, you know, in the right time. So I can completely understand why you would be doing that. Is there an app that they can download? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. So there's an app that's available for Android and for iPhone. So you create an account, put your details in, credit cards, so no cash needs to change hands.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having a chat with us, Emma.
Yeah, thank
we
you
really
so much, Emma.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I really hope that people download the app. I'll definitely be downloading it. And
awesome.
Let's hope that by working together and having these right conversations, we can start making some changes and our society will become a better place for women. So maybe we won't need to do this in the future.
Absolutely. Change the movement.
Right. Absolutely. Yep, I completely agree wholeheartedly.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
This is Instacan on Canberra's Hit 104.7, talking about all things Canberra and what's happening around the world with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Ellie is sick, but Jason and I are still here. Hello.
Hello, hello, Canberra. Yes, we're still here. Very excited.
Before 6 p.m, Jason is going to get his pet puns on, and I'm really looking forward to this. I like a good prank call. Really big news this week. I was literally jumping out of my chair when I found this out. There might be a Lizzie McGuire comeback happening.
Oh my God, yes.
Hey now, hey
now. I love this song.
This is
okay, we're definitely not singers.
I'm actually the worst singer. This is why I talk for a living.
No, people are like, do not sing ever, Jason. So yes, no singing from either of us. But I love Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan.
And I said to you, if we went up against each other, like in a Disney quiz, you were like, I would 100% beat you. Do you feel confident about that?
100%. So not many people know this. I played Aladdin when I was in grade 6. I'm a huge Disney fan. I've got like a playlist on my Spotify of just Disney hits. So I don't think many people could beat me in Disney.
I'm so glad that you say that, because I have on the phone with me right now what I call my secret weapon. Maddie is the unofficial ACT Disney Trivia Champion. Hello, Maddie.
Oh, hello, guys. Jason, you're going down, my friend.
Really? Okay, can I just ask, how did she get that title? Did you just give her that title, unofficial Disney Champion? I would be the unofficial Disney Champion. You're going to go down, but let's play this game. I'm excited.
All right, Maddie. I'm obviously going for you because you're representing me, and I feel like Jason is way too arrogant right now. I'm just really needs to be put back on a lower level. So.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now I'm a little bit nervous. Okay, all right.
What I'm going to do, guys, is we have three Disney songs. I'm going to play you the start of that song, okay. And the first person to say the name of the song and the movie that it's from will get a point. It's the best of three, and you need to use your names as buzzers. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Snow glows white. Jason! Oh my god, yes, it's Frozen, and it's... Oh, I don't know the song, though!
Maddie knows it!
Maddie, what is it?
Let It Go!
No, yes! I was singing it the other day! Oh my god!
Let It Go!
Oh, I can't, I'm so angry right now.
All right, so Maddie has 1 point. Let's play our second song.
Yes, Lion King, Jason. Oh my god, I didn't even play.
What's the name of the song, Jason?
A Circle of Life.
I got to give that to him. Well done, yes. Jason.
The Circle of Life.
Okay. We really need to learn what to sing on the radio. So at this point, you are both one all. This last one.
Okay, hang on. I just need to focus.
Will determine it. And I will crown the person who wins this the ACT Disney champion.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Okay. Go.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it?
Oh, Little Mermaid. Oh, I didn't.
My collection's.
Did I get it?
You go, because I didn't even say my name. I'm not saying my name as the
Maddie?
Buzzer.
Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
No! Wish I could be part of that world. Oh. What would I live? Oh my god, I love Disney.
I love Disney, but apparently Maddie loves it more than you, Jason, because you have been crowned the winner. Congratulations!
Yay! Woo! Oh my god, congrats. I can't believe I met a bigger Disney fan than I. You deserve to win that.
Thank you. I might let us have a rematch one day. We'll see.
Okay, next week.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
Right now, if you are about to do maybe an F45 challenge, you want to lose some weight, I have the perfect motivator.
Tell me about it.
Oh, listen to that sexy music. Oh, just think of hot bodies. I am talking, of course, about Love Island, the first season of it ever on Australia right now, and I'm absolutely obsessed with it, Jason.
I know. Canberra guy Dom is on the show. I feel like it's the hot version of Big Brother, so I would never get on that show. Like, have you seen the chiseled abs and, like,
I know.
Oh, and the amazing bodies? Like, don't get me wrong, I love watching that, but I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I would love to just watch a real person, like,
100%.
With, like, a roll and with, like, cellulite, like what I have, or, like, you know, an unshaped body. All these people look like amazing models.
Like, I've thought of going on the show. For those of you who don't know, by the way, Jason Roses, of course, was on Big Brother a couple of seasons ago.
My claim to shame? No, I'm kidding.
D-grade celebrity. No,
literally Z-grade. I ask people for free things.
So, so good. But I was thinking of applying and I was like, no, like, I'm not hot enough. Like, I go to the gym and stuff, but their bodies are ridiculous. And you know the shots that they do too? Like, they zoom in and the boobs are, like, bouncing around.
And coming out of the water, and, like, the water's, like, dripping all over their, like, chiseled bodies. And again, don't get me wrong, I love watching it. But I'm like, you know what it takes to get a body like that? Like, that is in some insane hard work at the gym. And I just feel like I love food too much.
Me too.
You know, I love wine. I love food. I love eating out. So I just don't know if I could commit to get, like, a body that looks like that.
It was really funny. So the other day, I'd, like, already had a big dinner and I sat down in bed to, like, watch some Love Island. And I was, going to go across the shop and, like, get myself a naughty dessert.
Yum.
And then I literally started watching it. And
you felt bad.
I was like, nah. I can't do it.
I love it. I love it. I know. I felt the same thing too, like, looking at it. And then you're like, do I have the ice cream or do I have the piece of fruit? So now, like, I've just had a banana and, like, 10 cashews. And I would have much rather, like, a hash brown from McDonald's, perfectly honest.
Look, I reckon the motto to this story, if you want to get skinny for winter, if you want to shed down those kilos,
yeah,
just print a bloody picture off of, like, Dom or Taylor from Love Island, stick it on your fridge. Man, I'm not going anywhere near that chocolate.
You'll be motivated. Trust me.
Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
You have been listening to Instacan for the last 2 hours with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Basically just talking all things Canberra and what's happening around the world. If you missed the last few hours, feel free to check out the podcast, hit104.7.com.au. But Jason,
yes,
it was International Bring Your Dog to Work Day this week.
I know, and I love dogs, so I think everyone knows I have two cute cavoodles. So I love dogs, all things dogs, so I'm all for it.
It was literally the best day ever because our boss gave us permission to bring our dogs in.
Okay.
And like at one time I had about 10 of them in this studio, in this small studio. It was like running around. They were like barking while I was on air and like people like chasing the dogs. And
so it was like mayhem. It was like the RSPCA in the studio.
It was. It was so good. But our boss, Craig, sent out this email,
okay,
and you can tell that he was just like so proud of him from this email. I'll read you what it says. It says, a big thank you to Katarina for her impetus in the suggestion towards breeding enhanced team morale. From my perspective, I hope it's a perfect day with plenty of leads.
This is so bad.
For the sales team, a day that's not too
Please stop
rough.
Reading this. Wow. Okay. That actually made me feel uncomfortable.
And that's the thing, though, about Dog Day. You just can't resist a good pun.
So I know.
I've given you a challenge.
Okay. I love a good prank, by the way. I do. Okay.
So you are going to call the local pet barn.
Yep.
And we're going to see how many puns you can get through until they're just like, no, this guy is taking an epic piss.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Market Pet Shop.
Yes, hello, my name's Gary. How are you?
Good.
Good. Look, I own a roofing business and my dog's been feeling a bit rough lately. And I just wanted to see what you might prescribe a dog with a husky voice.
So that all I can suggest is make sure he's drinking properly at the moment.
So if I come over to your store and if I wanted to fetch a few things, is there anything I could possibly pick up on the way?
Not that I can think of, no.
Yeah, okay. Because I know if I don't come in, my wife's really going to hound me. Are there any sort of dog treats that you'd recommend to soothe his voice or pawpaw cream?
Not to soothe his voice, no. And your pawpaw cream's more of an external remedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because if I don't get anything, my wife's like a bloodhound. She'll honestly attack me. So there's nothing there. You know,
not that I can think of that will help, no.
Okay. Well, I really, really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's Jason from 104.7. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Good. Thank you so much. You were such a good sport there.
Did you realise that we had a couple of pet puns in there?
No.
You didn't? What? You didn't even notice?
Oh.
See, I really thought that it hit the spot. Can we do this like every week?
I know. I love prank calls. Well, I hope you all have a perfect day.
Canberra, thanks so much for having us the last few hours. We will be back next week, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget to check out that podcast. Have fun at Origin tonight. Go Maroons. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Instacan with Mumsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.